This is the Hits Radio with Will Manning. That was Aloe Black, the man. And here she is, Rita Ora.
Hello. Hello. Aloe sounds good on the radio, doesn't he?
He's such a dude.
Such a good guy.
He's such a dude. My friends are with him last week. Going off on a tangent. My friends were with him last week and they went, you know when you meet someone and you think, I just want to take him home and introduce him to my mum?
Aww.
He was that man.
Yeah, bless
her. Nice guy.
Yes, good guy.
So you are back. I mean, it's not like you ever sort of went away anywhere.
Yeah.
You were
yeah.
working, but you are back with a brand new song, I Will Never Let You Down,
yeah.
produced by Mr. Calvin Harris,
it
your
is.
Boyfriend. Is it weird that he is your boyfriend and he works on that song? Because I've got so many things with my girlfriend that I can't do with her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm too scared to
like
sing.
Go to the toilet with her and stuff.
Well, yeah, that, but not even that. But, like, small things. Like, I'm too scared to even sing in the car with her because she'll realise that I'm a freak and leave me and stuff.
I mean, well, do you both sing?
I attempt to.
Does she? No. Okay, see, that's the thing. We both kind of do the same thing, but just
that's
in
true.
Different worlds. So I think for us it was much easier, but we always said we would never work together. It's so weird talking about him because it's like my personal life, so I try
yeah.
not to kind of get too into it. But what I can say was that working with him was probably the best thing I ever did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because there was nobody that got me or understood me more than he did and made me more honest than he was. And, like, at this point in my career, my second album, it's really, like, the second album is really important, you know?
Yeah.
First album, people got to know you. Second album is really like, okay, what is she saying with the music? Like, what does she want to give to music that music doesn't have already? And in all honesty, my fans, the Rita Bots, really love honesty and they love being real. So, really, that's what the song's about, just being real and being honest.
Did he fish you about, though? When you were making
no.
it, did he boss you around? Because
no.
obviously he's a producer. His job is to sort of make the track as perfect as possible.
All it did
were you
was,
getting nervous in front of him? Basically?
Yeah, I was shy for a minute.
Right.
I was, but it only lasted a minute. No, what I did do was like I said to him, look, let's just get it done. So
yeah.
it was all about honesty, and like he told me, no, I don't like it. Do it again. Da da da. And we did, and we finished it really quickly.
How long did it take?
It took about, I don't know, I would say about 45 minutes to finish the whole thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
To make this song?
I mean, he...
45 minutes?
He wrote it separately. I was in New York, sent it to me in New York, and then we recorded it and finished it in...
Wow.
Yeah, in a day.
Wow. Well, let's play it.
Please, let's play it, because I love
right.
it.
It feels right, let's
Good.
Play it. So can you do the honour of introducing it on the Hits
I
Radio?
I would love to. Hey, Hits Radio, it's Rita, and this is my brand new single, I Will Never Let You Down. Enjoy.
That was Rita Ora, I Will Never Let You Down. She
Yay!
Is in the building right now.
Hello!
Now, it's no secret that you've said in like 2 years or so,
yeah.
that I'm not going to say anything stupid or anything weird, that you would like to be an X Factor judge. Now, I know
uh-huh.
you've talked about this to death, so let's just go at a different angle.
All right, go on.
Let's put your critiquing skills to the test.
Okay.
Are you up for the challenge?
Yeah.
Someone's nudged the lights.
I think you did.
You're trying to create an atmosphere.
It got serious.
Do you know what? That's actually perfect.
Yeah,
I like
serious.
That. It's got very red and tense in here,
yes.
which I'm enjoying quite a lot. So earlier on today, I literally screamed in the office, went, Rita Ora's coming in. Who wants to sing for her? And loads of people
really?
Volunteered, and I've recorded some people singing.
All right.
Do you want to hear
people,
some?
Are these people in the office? Or
these people work upstairs, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay, this is Lorna, who works upstairs. Have a listen.
Hi, I'm Lorna, and I work in the offices at the Hits Radio, and I'm going to sing your song, R.I.P.
Oh, God.
R.I.P. to the girl I used to be. Over. This over. Oh. That's all I know.
Now, what you should have done is gone on lyrics.com.
I think, first of all, you should definitely know the lyrics to the song.
Definitely.
And second of all, I mean, I think she should stand up a bit straight and take a deep breath in, because I don't think a laugh is going to cover the fact that you don't know the song.
Yes.
No, a bit more rehearsal. So for me, I would say sorry, no.
That would be a no.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that, Lorna.
I do appreciate the effort, though.
Next up is David.
All right.
Have a listen to David. Here we go.
Hello, I'm David from upstairs. I'm going to sing Calvin Harris, Feel So Close To You, right now. I feel so close to you right now with like a force field. I feel my heart upon my sleeve. I need your kitten heels.
Like a big deal.
Like a big deal.
Did you say kitten heels?
Kitten
yeah,
heels.
That's what popped into my head.
So he's obviously got the lyrics wrong as well.
I feel kid.
Can we ask him to change it to kitten heels? Can we make that happen?
That's such a great idea, isn't it?
It's a good idea.
First of all, for me, I appreciate the character in the voice. I like the fact that it's very charismatic.
Yes.
But I think it'd be good for, I would say, like a one-off club night.
Oh, really?
I think that...
In your local Wetherspoons or something?
I think in like, your local Butlins or something.
Oh, wow, not even Wetherspoons.
You know, I think, you know...
I don't know how he's going to take that, to be honest.
No, David, I really appreciate it. I think you could become a songwriter, because Kitten Heels is pretty good. Get into songwriting.
It worked.
There we go.
I thought it worked. I mean, it wasn't the right one, but it worked.
Yeah.
Last up is my favourite one, Beth. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Beth. I work in sales at the Hits Radio, and I'm going to sing your song. You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself cavort. And all the girls,
she's really going for
you be the partner, you be the partner, and
stomping
you're
her foot there.
So vain. I bet you think this song is about you, don't you? Don't you?
3 seconds left.
Is that alright?
Bless her at the end. Is that alright? Oh, bless you, Beth.
Oh, I love Beth.
What do you reckon, Rita?
I think she should have her own reality show.
She should, actually.
But I think that Beth is a gorgeous, a sweet-sounding girl, but I think she'll be great in the sales department.
Oh, she should stick to sales.
Do you know what I do like, though? I like that she sang the whole song. She did the whole thing. She gave you the whole shebang.
I say, can you give me 10 seconds? And she just went with it.
So do you know what I think? I think I'd put her in training. I think I can make her do something. She's got determination and charisma.
So she's through to the next round?
Maybe.
She got the sympathy vote.
She got a sympathy vote, yeah.
I like that.
I'll probably convince Louis, so yeah.
She'll be happy with that. Yeah, Louis would go for it, wouldn't he? Well, let's play another song and then we'll chat to you more, okay?
Yeah.
Do you like Rudimental?
I love them.
Do you like DJ Cassidy?
Yeah.
Let's play those two songs and we'll be back with you in a minute.
Okay. Calling the heights.
That was Rudimental and Waiting All Night. We are live across the UK for...
I've been waiting all night for you.
Exactly. We are live across the UK for Wednesday. I am Will Manning, joined by Rita Ora.
And I am Rita Ora. Hello, sorry, I'm just...
Is that your radio voice?
I'm kind of starting to get into this co-hosting vibe, I like it, Will.
We should make that happen.
Hi, I'm Rita Ora, and you are joined by the wonderful Will Manning. How are you doing, Will?
I'm really great, thank you, Rita.
Thank you for
it's lovely
on
to
the
be
show.
Here. Thank you, it's lovely to be here.
I really
here
appreciate
with you
your time. You know, I think we should talk about, you know, what, I don't know, see, I wouldn't know what to say.
That's the thing, it does get difficult.
Wow.
You have to make it, that's what I've got, yeah, a bit of paper.
Uh-huh.
It's just not, I'm not really looking at it. I asked your fans today, I said, what's your burning question for Rita Ora? And you'd expect, like, really, really pressing questions. But they were a bit boring, so I picked the funny ones, so that's all right.
Yeah.
Was that okay?
Don't call my fans boring.
We're not boring, I mean, they weren't boring, but you know what I mean? They were a bit... I've done those a million times. When's the album coming out? All that. We'll talk about that anyway.
Okay.
So hashtag Rita on the hits. That's what we're doing right now.
Yes.
Hello to Katie. I love this question, Katie. If everything was legal for the day, what would you do?
Oh my gosh. If everything was legal for the day,
You have the power to do anything.
I'd probably run into, a store, like a Harrods or something, and just take everything.
You know they do elephants?
And I'll take the dogs upstairs.
That's gone. The pet department's gone.
Really?
Yeah, it's gone.
Well, anyway, I would go into all of the department stores. And I'm not going to make it difficult or complain. I'll take everything.
Just everything?
Yeah, I would make sure I have like 3 people with big trolleys and I'll just take a whole bunch of stuff.
I like that. I like the sound of that. Hello to Abby, who says, have you got any weird habits or obsessions that you can reveal?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with talcum powder.
No way.
Yeah, I love the feeling of talcum powder. And nobody knows that. I take talcum powder, I put in like a little pile and I just kind of like you're sprinkling sugar on pancakes. Okay? Yeah. I just like touch it and rub it on my hands. It's a bit weird.
Why not? Sure. that's going to throw me off a bit. Hello to Miller, who says, which hair colour has been your favourite?
Blonde. Yeah.
Are you blonde now?
Yeah, what does it look like?
I don't know. Is there a tinge of blue? Maybe it's the lighting or the TV?
What do you mean? It's meant to
no,
be blonde,
No, it looks fine.
Will.
It looks fine. The roots are great.
Don't scare me.
The roots are fine.
No, it's not blonde, is it? Don't say that.
It's the TV because the TV's a bit purple and blue.
Chris! He's my hairdresser. Chris! I'm joking.
Get in here, Chris. Sort it out.
I'm joking.
Sort my hair out. I'll show you as well. Hello to Chloe, who says, what is your favourite Disney film?
My favourite Disney film? Well, I love Disney. I think recently it would have to be... I've just watched again Mary Poppins.
Yes, that is my number one as well.
Because you know what? I watched that Mr. Banks movie about how Walt Disney bought the Mary Poppins script and it's really interesting.
It is actually good. It's
so
a good film.
So then it made me want to watch Mary Poppins.
Have you seen Frozen?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it worth it?
Let it go.
I've heard the song.
Let it go. Let it go. Sorry.
Who's that sung by? Demi Lovato, is it?
No.
Is it not? Do you know?
It's from some... It's a lady with an amazing voice.
Yeah. Should have been you.
Gosh.
Should have been you. Full of the compliments today.
Thanks.
And Maria, what is your favourite song right now? Apart from your own.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I think it would be... I would love Rather Be Clean Bandits.
You like Rather Be Clean Bandits?
I really do like that song.
Have you heard their new song?
No.
Extraordinary.
No.
It's pretty good.
I like what they're doing. I like their vibe. Like, I like what they're about.
You finished the album?
My album's very close to being finished, yeah. It's literally getting ready to be released.
So it's too late for a Clean Bandit collaboration to happen?
No, actually, it's not.
Really?
It's a really good idea.
We should put that call in.
Should we?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't have the number, but we can make it happen.
No, that's a good idea. I love what they're about, and I love how they're just making tunes, you know? There's, like, no stress. You could tell in the music that there's just it's just natural to them.
Yeah. That's great. What they do. Yeah, they're good guys. I suppose they're good guys.
They sound
guys.
Cool as well.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We are going to finish off with Sam Smith, because I heard you like him.
Yay.
We'll finish off with Sam Smith. Thank you, Rita.
Bye.
Bye. When the summer...